This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Does that say Dingle Hell?
Jingle Hell.
No.
It's my, Christopher Lee, who played Saruman in Lord of the Rings.
That's not Christmas. Stop it. Stop it.
But it's a tie-in to Saruman.
No, I don't like that. Kevin
You're
Lytle,
welcome.
Please save me from Michael. He's been tough to deal with today.
One of them days, huh?
Yeah, it's bad because he's such a football elitist, and he only wants eight teams. He wants eight teams to be in college football, basically. So he's cutting off like 90% of all fan bases.
Oh, is that because Washington made the playoff? Oh, wait.
Yeah, they don't.
They did not, and they did not deserve it.
According to his, Washington would be out, too.
So you hate the NCAA basketball tournament?
No, because Washington doesn't deserve to go to the
NCAA this whole thing tournament. Is just crazy.
And I have some problems with that as well.
How you doing, man?
Super.
CSU, good. The Dartmouth game was kind of interesting the other night. Ali Farokmanesh didn't look 100% thrilled at times during that game.
No, I believe it's the first time we've seen sort of a rage timeout and line change from him.
Yeah, like a platoon shift almost.
Yeah, he was not happy. It was interesting because, so statistically, CSU was good defensively. Dartmouth averages like 80 or something points a game, scored 55, shot like 40%. All the numbers, I think CSU turned them over like 15 times. So statistically, it was a good defensive game. But I think that's one of those where the stats don't tell the full story, especially the first half. CSU was getting lost with some frequency and just kind of lazy. That's not the right word, but just not dictating, I guess. They were letting Dartmouth dictate things on the Dartmouth's offensive end. That's when that kind of rage timeout happened. Second half, they did improve it quite a bit, I would say. At one point, held Dartmouth like 8 minutes where they went 1-for-11. I think within that, there's a 5-minute scoreless stretch. So I actually liked what Ali said after the game of, you know, from Saturday, meaning the CU game, to Tuesday, we're not going to all of a sudden become a top 20 defense, you know, in 48 hours. But do we improve? Do we show improvements every time out? He said, and I think this is the point with this team. He goes, 8.5 times out of 10, we do it well. But that's not 10 out of 10. And that's where, you know, that's the standard we're trying to meet. And I think that's a pretty good summary of what this team is. I'm not sure I would agree that's 8.5 out of 10 that they're doing it well. But his point being, I think we see this, in stretches they can be pretty good defensively, but this, I don't think there's been a game where they've been very good defensively for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's not always going to be perfect. Teams will hit shots and whatnot. But they just kind of ride a wave defensively where they'll lock down for stretches and then kind of lose it for stretches. And that's what they're trying to improve, of just make it a little more consistent.
Yeah, well, and you did wonder, I think you even noted this on your X account, that you wondered if there maybe was a hangover effect, too.
And Ali said that. He goes, I wasn't going to say it to the guys before the game because you don't want to put it in their head. But it's human nature. And that's, totally fair, 100% makes sense. You had your biggest non-conference game, the crazy crowd, and the game itself was just wild. And then it's a pretty quick turn from Saturday evening to a Tuesday night game. You're going to have a letdown. Like, that makes sense. And they won by 21. So, yeah, I kind of wrote it and mentioned it. It was a little choppy, not pretty, but they still won with comfort and did what they needed to do. So, all told, all good.
Yeah, got it done. And I tell you, man, they were the scouting report on Josh Pascarelli is pretty known now. It's out there. I mean, they were really trying to keep him from shooting. He finds an inch, though. He's going to really, and he only shot 2 threes in this game, made them both. And both those threes were close to being contested.
His release is so quick. So what I thought was incredible. So the previous two games, the CU game and then South Florida before it, he had hit 8 threes in each of those games, combined 16 for his last 18 from three. If I go 16 for 18 from three in back-to-back games, I'm saying everything's run through me. I'm shooting until it doesn't go in anymore. Mm-hmm. But Pascarelli just lets the game come to him and
force
to
it.
Only shoot two threes, I think, is quite a testament to him as kind of an unselfish player to say, no, I'm just going to let the offense flow, you know, let it flow naturally. If that leads to shots, great. If not, I'm not going to force them. And so to have those two games and then be willing to have kind of a backseat role is pretty incredible.
Adam Nygon noted on the broadcast, he's like, I kind of wish he would take more heat checks. Like, the guy doesn't do that.
So I want to go back and look. I can't really think of a bad shot he's taken.
He's calculated.
For a, you know, pretty high volume shooter, it's volume in flow. I really can't think of one of those where he just walks up and is like, 45 foot, I'm pulling up, let's see if it goes in.
Is that because he's such a team player, or if he's like, man, I want to keep that percentage good? I mean, what do you think the thinking
is? Saying he's shooting at pretty high volume, so it doesn't feel like he's, you know, percentage checking, so to speak, and like all the talk with NBA guys and the half court heaves or full court heaves and stuff like that. I think it's just, flow of the offense. He's talked about of, hey, in this offense, if you run it right, the shots come to you. You know, if you move the ball, make the right cuts and everything, it rewards. It's like basketball karma is almost how this team talks about. If you do the thing right, you may not get on that possession, but the basketball gods will lead the shot back to you in the future. And that's how he seems to be playing it.
Kevin, who is your like most entertaining player to watch right now?
It's got
to
be him right now.
Is it him?
Right? I mean, Jorgensen's doing amazing.
Jorgensen.
I really appreciate and respect what he's doing, but just the flamethrower.
Man.
I mean, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, well, and I know I put something out there like, this has got to be one of the purest shooters I've ever seen for the Rams. And people are like, well, there's other guys. He's only been with the Rams for a short time. I'm not talking about stats. I'm talking about just watch him play the game.
So I put that out too. I think it was during the CU, or it was during the CU game. I said, you know, Josh Pascarelli, best shooter, CSU shooter since, you know, ... Got some interesting responses. I don't agree with any of them, and not as a knock on anyone. It's just a short list. And even I think the best comparisons that we can make are guys you just shot less because, you know, it was before the Steph Curry-ification of basketball. Now we'll see. Yeah. The small sample size is definitely real of like, let's see how he does over full season. You know, I would expect numbers go down in conference play just because every conference game is just so much harder. They know what you're doing. They defend you so much more aggressively, all that jazz. But I've been saying for probably a year or two before this of like, man, the one thing CSU hasn't had is just a full-on dead-eye shooter. Well, they got one. Well, they got several now, but especially Pascarelli. So, right now he's certainly in the conversation for one of the best, you know, single season CSU shooters ever.
Yeah, he's a blast. And I'm telling you, man, it's not just the wrestling thing, but Rex Steiner is fun to watch.
He's another. Yeah. He's a great shooter. He's in the four. It's almost the funny thing. Pascarelli's been so good that you almost lose track of some of the other guys. Rex Steiner's shooting in the 40s. Jace Butler's in the 40s. Jevin Muniz is, I believe, like 39%. Jorgensen's in the 40s. I'm going to write about it next week, but this is one of the best offenses in CSU history because you have so many shooters. It's crazy how many guys are shooting well. Basically, of the rotation, there's no one. Well, you know, Bimba's been hurt, so you don't really count him right now. But Augie Kidulis is probably the only guy that plays a lot that hasn't been shooting it well from deep.
Yeah. Well, I want to get into all the basketball stuff, too. Some more Jim Mora stuff as well, signing class, all of that coming up. We got Rams Weekly starting up at 2:05. But first, let's get to what did we learn here on the whole show with Kevin and Michael on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
turn to a friend, to Kevin Lytle of the Colorado. Did you learn anything today, Kevin?
I learned that CSU's potential OC, Gordon Samus, apparently TCU has interest in, according to a reporter down in Texas, kind of vaguely worded, so... he's been very successful, so probably not a big surprise. But
let's unpack it.
Coaching carousel is wild.
Yeah, it's very. And it got
not. It's not just head coaches.
And it got a little more wild today too. Now Michigan apparently is looking for a new head coach. Michael, what did you learn?
I learned that I should read more than just headlines.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a lot of time, but
well, it's no excuse.
I should read more than just headlines.
I learned that. Hey, I love Farouk Manesh as a basketball coach, but we had him on earlier. Talking about the big game coming up Sunday, and I'm excited about everything that's going into that game with their neurodiversity inclusion
game.
Very
cool.
I would try to go, but my child would end up on the floor, Kevin, and you would be writing a piece about Gavin attacking someone with the basketball. So it'd be crazy. It'd be fun. It'd be fun for you. All right, Rams Weekly coming up at 2:05. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.